Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I've always dreamed of being able to order my coffee in Italian like a local, instead of just pointing at the menu and hoping for the best. There's something about speaking another language with real confidence that opens up a whole new world of experiences. That's why I'm so excited about Rosetta Stone Sapphire. It's their biggest launch in over a decade. It takes that research-backed method we all know and trust and adds fresh, cutting-edge features that make it easier than ever to go from knowing a few phrases to speaking naturally about the topics you actually care about. What I love is that you aren't just memorizing vocabulary lists. You learn entirely in your new language through visuals and audio, just like you did as a kid. One of my favorite new features is Chat Missions. It turns conversation practice into a game, putting you in real-world scenarios, like ordering at a restaurant or asking for directions, and giving you missions to complete. You get real-time feedback along the way, so you build that confidence before you ever have to use your skills in the real world. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners of this podcast can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. This gets you access to Rosetta Stone Sapphire in 25 languages. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/rs10.
Welcome to the Brett Boone Podcast. Explore the mind of MLB All-Star, Silver Slugger, and Gold Glove winner, Brett Boone, as he sits down with his friends from the world of professional sports.
Now up to bat, Brett Boone.
I know, and I always try to take the player's perspective. People ask me about the trade deadline. I said, listen, going up to the traded deadline, it was different in our day. It was the beginning of September, not the beginning of August. So it makes it a little more strategic. That being said, as players, we have no control. And all we can do as players in that room is say, hey, we've got to prove to Jim Bowden, our GM, that we deserve to have a player at the deadline. You get to this point and you haven't proven your case. Well, you're going to get what you get. And, it's interesting. I think there's a ton of intrigue. I think it's great for the game having these conversations. What do you do back and forth? I think you're right. I think Detroit is going to sell. And before I get to the key players, which I want to, how much do you rely on your scouts at this time of year? I know the game has changed. We're into analytics. We're into bigger numbers than just the scouts. But how much do you rely? Did you rely on your scouts? How much do you think the GMs of today rely on the scouts for their input when it comes to a deadline?
Yeah, I mean, look, the scouts do such a tremendous job, and that's all they do for their living, right, is evaluate players. And, you know, as a GM, you know which are your elite evaluators, and, you know, you really always are going to lean on those guys. You know, I always felt like my elite evaluators, like your dad, Bob Boone, one of the greatest catchers of all time, managed in the big leagues, coached in the big leagues, and worked for me, is that he always had the full perspective, right? He could evaluate talent. He understood the development of talent. He understood how players could get better and how they would get player better. But he also understood the human beings in the room and how you win with certain players, right? So it's the well-rounded scout and evaluator that I think are the most important. Now, we do have such great science, technology, artificial intelligence, analytics, video technology, that we can break down things that we used to rely on scouts. For example, defining an outfielder defensively, right? It used to take a really good scout to tell us who had the best first step quickness, who had the best jumps, the best reads, who had the best range to both sides. And we studied that, and the scouts were so important for that. Well, now we don't need that anymore from the scouts because we can measure it scientifically. I can know exactly by looking at the technology what they're. I don't need them for that. I think the scouts, what they bring to the table, though, is the human element, right? The guys that want to be at the plate with the game on the line. You want to win? There's certain human beings that I want at the plate with the game on the line. Look, I don't care if you're 30 homers, 30 steals. I need the guy that's going to get the base hit with the bases loaded, two outs, two strikes with a nasty slider down the way that's going to drop the bat head and hit the ball to right field. You know, you really need the scouts for that human element more than anything else. But let's understand this clearly in this day and age. Everything gets baked in. The scouts evaluation, the analytics, the stats, the technology, the science, the medical, the legal aspect. The brain breakdown of how the process of how human beings think. There's so much that goes into it that today we're utilizing all of that, right? It's easy to scout the Scoobles, right? We have 8-year-old children that can do that for us. But the key is going to be those extra pieces that you get. That's where the real scouting comes in.
Yeah, the nuance. Now I think of it, of managing at the big league level. What do I want to do? My bench coach be a guy I trust. So when it comes crunch time and it's gut decision time, I want to turn to my bench coach and go, what do you think? What do you think? Now, I might already have my decision made, but I just want to bounce it off you. Sometimes I'm in between where it's a coin flip and I'm going to turn to a bench coach that I have a ton of respect for and go, what do you think? Well, he might be able to sway me in that category. I think you're right, though, in the game. I think greatness is attained through those gut decisions. You know, we're in such a scientific generation where everything you could possibly have is at your fingertips. It's easy. The computer could run the game and you could answer the questions after the game with the press, right? And say, hey, I just went by the computer, and the press would write, oh, he did. He went by the computer. I want to see the guy with the balls, with the guts to walk out, look his pitcher in the eye and make a decision based on that look back. Right. And that's what you talk about when you come to the nuances and the human element. You got to have guys that have a gut feeling. I think you can only be great if you've got a great gut. That's what the managers I played for that I respected the most, that were the best, when push came to shove, sometimes they went against the grain, and more times than not, it worked out for them. And I think to a degree, we're missing that a little bit in today's game, but I think these are the little things that aren't talked about enough that are really important. You broached it on your side of the GM with my father as an example. I know my dad. I've had a million conversations with him. He's going to break it down beyond the numbers. Right. And I'll say, Dad, what do you think? He's got 30 homers, Pops. Well, Brett, and he'll make a point, and we can debate it back and forth. I might agree, I might not. But that's when you really bring in the true what makes up an individual. And I think we need more of that in the game today.
Yeah, and it pushes your brain, right? It pushes your brain. Absolutely. Ooh, I didn't think of that angle. And then you could push back with something, and then he'll say, well, I didn't see that angle. And then Together, you get a better result. That's why when you surround yourself with smarter people than yourself, we all get smarter. And then We all push each other, right? I mean, and then to take it from a managerial perspective, I'll use your brother. It's fun we can use your relatives, right? Let's use your brother Aaron, managing of the Yankees. One of his special traits, like Hall of Famer Jim Leland, is your brother Aaron sees things in the moment that most baseball people don't think. So if he's watching a hitter, he'll notice all of a sudden that a certain hitter's hands just drop 2 inches more than normal. And then he can quickly make an adjustment in order how to pitch to him based on his eyes. Or he'll see a pitcher and maybe the velocity isn't dropping, but he'll notice something either with his stride or with his release point that he notices a little different because his brain does a really good job of visualizing people. And he's a great imitator, by the way. But he'll see something that other people don't see. The computer doesn't see it. AI doesn't see it. Analytics don't see it. The bench coach doesn't see it. But he'll see that. That will allow him to make a decision before the pitcher gives up a two-run homer because he sees it live. And so that is another trait that, whether it's a scout, a manager, front office executive, that is such a difference maker.
Yeah. It's the sixth sense.
Yeah.
How much is the work stoppage, you think, the looming work stoppage? Wherever you look, it could possibly be. I was there the last time it stopped in 1994. I was the assistant rep for your Cincinnati Reds. So I went through this and I know how real it can be. It's going to be interesting to see what happens, but to the trade deadline specifically, how much is the looming work stoppage potential really going to impact this deadline, if at all?
Well, the majority of teams have told me it's not going to affect it, that it's business as usual, the majority. But I have had some teams that have told me their owner says, I'm not expecting there to be a game played in 2027 because we have to shut the game down so that we can have a salary cap like all the other leagues. That's what the fans want. And our team doesn't have a chance to win unless we can stop the differential between the Dodgers and all the small market teams. So we're probably going to have to sit out a season to get that done. And so there are a few teams that are going to act differently, but it's not a lot. Most of the teams I talk to tell me business as usual.
All right, getting into the teams. You know, we talk about 23 teams, and we both kind of agree there's 23 teams that potentially are in this race. You know, at some point, though, when you're trying to break this down, it doesn't mean we're right, but this is our job, is to break it down, give us our thoughts, give the public our thoughts, the fans. I've kind of drawn a line. And I, you know, you get to where you're three games out, you're four games out. Yeah, are you mathematically eliminated? Absolutely not. But people aren't taking into consideration, yeah, you've got to jump 17. There's seven teams ahead of you and you're four out. So that four number becomes a lot bigger. So I've drawn a line at a certain point, being a little conservative about this number. The obvious potential sellers are the Angels. They've got three right-handed bats with Trout heading that. Could be a possibility. It seems like we've been hearing about, will Trout be traded forever now? But it's the Tigers. I think you're right. I think the Tigers are going to be sellers. Rockies got a catcher that might interest some people. Mets for sure could be a seller. I think Toronto could be with that situation going on there. San Francisco, another team that has some parts that might interest some people. Let's go over the sellers right now. And what do you think from those teams or the teams you think are selling are the biggest big ticket items? We talked Scooble at the top. Another guy talked about San Diego. They're still in it. They got Mason Miller, probably the number two prize at the deadline right now. But I don't know if San Diego's going to do it. I personally don't think they can pitch enough with that starting rotation. But what are some of the teams that you think are the biggest prizes from a selling perspective at this deadline?
Okay, so you start with the New York Mets. They're the headliner of this deadline. They have a lot to trade, and they're willing to trade it. So they have two starting pitchers in Freddie Peralta and Clay Holmes. I expect both to be traded. Their bullpen is loaded with guys that they will trade, highlighted by Luke Weaver, left-handed pitchers A.J. Minter and Brooks Raley. They'll also listen on Oscar Brozabon. They'll move Lewis Robert as well. They don't have a lot of untouchables, but they will be the headliner of the sellers. I'll go to the Angels. Mike Trout's going nowhere. He's not being traded, so just take that off the board. However, they are listening right now on pitchers Reed Detmer and Jose Soriano and shortstop Zach Neto. They'll also move Joe Adele. But don't expect John Mozeliak to come in there and wheel in deal. That's never been his history. He's more of a precision GM. So I do expect him to make at least one significant deal, maybe two, but not more than that. So don't expect to be like the Mets where he's going to wheel and deal. The Rockies have Hunter Goodman. They're asking for the world. I'm not sure he's going to be traded. I would say there's a 10% chance he gets traded, but they're trying to move some of their, you know, older pitchers that are just back of the rotation guys. They're trying to move fourth outfielders like Mickey Moniak. I don't expect them to have much impact at this trade deadline. Toronto Blue Jays are going to move their expiring contracts. And so they do have intrigue. Two starting pitchers, Kevin Gausman and Shane Bieber, I expect both to be moved. Center fielder Dalton Varsho also available. I've also heard that they would like to move George Springer as well. So for the Toronto Blue Jays, you can kind of focus on those four guys. Kansas City Royals have a couple of veteran starters in Michael Wacha and Seth Lugo. They're not necessarily going to move them, but they're listening on both. They also have outfielder Lane Thomas, who would be a really good pickup for somebody. He's a good right-hand hitter against left-hand pitching. He's a fourth outfielder, a platoon guy, can play all three outfield positions, but in his career, he rakes against left-handers. A team like the Phillies should be all over trying to get him as well. The San Francisco Giants have a lot to trade, highlighted by Robbie Ray and Lewis Arraez. I expect both of those guys to be traded. They would also like to move Rafael Devers, Willie Adames, and Matt Chapman. They'd have to pay those contracts down so far. There hasn't been a lot of interest generated on those guys because of the contracts, so I'm not sure they get moved, but I do think that Ray and Arraez gets moved from them. So the Cincinnati Reds, also another team to watch. They'll listen on Hunter Green. I think if he's healthy, that's a really good pickup for somebody. They'll also move Stevenson. Spencer Steer got a wrist injury. He was going to be traded. Now he won't be. They will listen on Brady Singer if someone needs a back of the rotation starter, but I do expect them to sell as well. So I think those are the biggest sellers right now, Brett. But again, you know, I think there'll be more. And I think we have to look at this in tiers, right? I think you look at the tier of who really can win a World Series, then the tier of who are the guys that can make the playoffs. And then who are the teams that are pretenders and not contenders who should also be selling? So we have to really look at this parity that we've got and look at it tiers, because there's only a handful of teams, in my opinion, that really have a chance at a world championship this year.
Millions of Americans are looking for effective ways to manage their weight, but finding the right support can feel confusing and time-consuming. Orderly Meds offers a convenient online experience that connects you with licensed medical providers to explore GLP-1 treatment options from home. The process is simple. Complete your information online, connect with a provider, and learn what options may be right for you. No waiting rooms, no complicated scheduling, just a modern, streamlined experience designed around convenience. Visit orderlymeds.com/podcasts to learn more today. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. One more time, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.